In preliminary draft form previously by the council, but now we need to get the public an opportunity to comment and then have an approval. And then also we want to talk about our power rate. We've engaged with a company that helps us figure out how to compute our power rates, and there's a formula so we don't have to reapprove it from ground zero every year, but we kind of have a formula we can follow and lay out kind of so we know what to plan for. So that's what we'll be doing, but we'll start off with a roll call. Randy, we'll start down there.
Randy Strang.
Marty McCain.
Ken Krogh.
Chris Anderson.
Courtney Shev.
Paul Penrod.
Okay, thanks. So we'll start with the budget. Courtney, do you want to just talk about where we are with the budget?
I'm pleased to have Dave Austin here, who's our financial guru. Helps us so much with the budget. We really appreciate his input. I guess the we in our general fund, we're required to have a balanced budget, and we have one. This budget will take place, will be effective July 1. And in our operating budget, which is all of our departments and so forth, we actually are budgeting a slight deficit to deal with a few issues that we have, but that's not unusual in those funds. And probably by the time we start the new budget year, we'll have those cleared up. But to be, you know, totally transparent, that's the way it looks right now. So the members of the public that might have questions, the time's yours. About our budget.
We're
going to
go to
Power
first, and then.
Oh, I just I had the budget here first, so that's why I started with that.
I mean, are we doing following that, or are we going to public comments next?
Oh, I see. Before we go to public comment, okay. So that's the first item, the budget.
Okay.
So let's, Ken, if you want to talk a little bit about the power rate, and then we'll go to the public comments about both of them.
Okay. So August of 2024, we contracted with a company called Utility Financial Solutions. Chris Lund has been our project manager working with us, and meetings were held a little bit before I got involved, but I've been involved recently. So, and the goal was to deal with the major shifts that have happened in the cost of power. And pretty much every municipality in Utah got hit with that pretty hard. The cost went up very high during the COVID years, all the way through almost the end of 2022, actually middle of 2022. And so the financial instruments weren't really structured to catch that. And so we've gone through a process to analyze how much, we did go upside down for quite a while, where our cost for electrical was more than what we were charging. So overall, we had to draw from funds nearly $400,000 to cover that over the course of 3 years. We made the rate adjustments. I'm going to look at the time frame when that happened. And our current rate structure has put that back to a positive model. But the consulting industry in this area has what's called a power cost adjustment model, where they recommend that you input your costs every month into a spreadsheet and look at the rolling average of the costs. And you give yourself about 2 months to get them all into the system. And then that average tells you where your costs are And then the staff is empowered to make an adjustment so that we don't go underwater in the future. And that's pretty much what was approved months ago with the PCA. This was in December, the PCA adjustment model. But we knew we had to put all this in place with this new budgetary year. So that's really what this whole resolution is about, is it's 2025-04. It's putting in place two main things, something that watches closely the cost and has a factor for that. And then the staff is empowered to make that monthly power cost adjustment. So that's, and then what we decided to do is put that in place for a 3-year period of time. The staff watches it every month with oversight, with a member of city council and the mayor. And so far it's been working pretty good. The other challenge though is cost of goods, cost of power and operating costs have gone up significantly. Transformers have tripled, for example. So we're proposing a slight increase for this coming year, starting in July, where we will go, the base rate for services goes up $1 in city and $2 out of city. And the energy cost goes up just slightly, about a quarter of a penny. And then we put in place this whole model and watch it from then on. Next year, it goes up again, but again, very slight. Another $1 in city, $2 out of city. And it goes up about a third of a penny for fiscal year 2026 through 27. Then the whole thing does it one more time. And hopefully what we're trying to do is slowly over time earn back that downturn that we had without having to be a very large hit. So far, we were originally $400,000 down, and we're now averaging just about $340,000 down. So we've carefully adjusted about $60,000 back to recoup that, but not have it be in a way that's so catastrophic like before. So did I cover about everything?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that's what the vote is tonight, is to put that in place.
Okay.
And then the staff can be watching it from then on. And we have a model that watches it very close.
Okay. Dave, do you want to make any preliminary comments about the budget? And then we'll open it for public comment. They can talk about the budget or the power rate adjustments or.
I would suggest let's stay on just the power
rate. Oh, okay. First. Okay. So let's open it up to public comment. If you want to talk, let's focus first on the power rate formula and resolution, and then we'll go to the budget, and Dave will be available to answer questions that we can't answer. Thanks. Any comments about it? I know it's kind of an esoteric subject of this power. It took a long time to just sit in the meetings with this guy to figure out what the heck he's talking about. So.
Basically, we've learned it's better to charge more than you pay.
Yeah.
That's what we figured out through the 6 years.
Okay.
Just a question on the listing itself. It says actual budget, revised budget, approved budget. Maybe you just talk about that part after.
Yeah. Dave, I'll let you.
So the 2024 is the actual for that fiscal year. The 2025 revised is what we're forecast.
Yeah. From now on, let's come up with the mic so it shows up on the recording. So, sorry, I was negligent. Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Any comments about the budget if you don't have comments about the power rate formula? I mean, the company we use works with a lot of municipalities, and so they've gone through this a lot, and we're kind of relying on their expertise to tell us the right way to do things. So, okay.
Just a suggestion.
Wait, why don't you go up to the mic just so it shows up on the recording?
Come
up.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Ruth Bergman, resident of Spring City. It's great you guys put this in place and worked with someone to help us get this down. and to set up a model so that we can avoid it in the future. I lived in a large city for several years where they had brownouts. Do you think that is something that we could implement here in Spring City if needed? It really helped us. I mean, what they did is they gave us notice ahead of time, but they, we had enough notice so that we could cut back on the AC usage, lights during the really critical times. They identified the types of appliances and things that drew a lot of energy, like washers and dryers and vacuum cleaners. And so they'd say, okay, on this day between these hours, hold off on laundry, hold off on vacuuming. Yeah. I mean, simple things that really added up.
Yeah.
Do you feel, I feel like it did help our city when I lived there, and it saved us some pretty serious situations there, but is that something that you would consider implementing?
Yeah, if there were, so far I don't think we've had a need for that. It's interesting, and Kent's not here to talk about that, but Spring City's usage peaks are kind of different from a lot of cities. Yeah. And so it's kind of, what's the peak time usually?
It's like 8 to 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. It's when people are coming back from Salt Lake where they work.
Yeah.
It's opposite. If we were more commercial, the peak rates would be during the day. But yeah, it's interesting. And can you want me to answer that question?
Yeah, yeah. Keep that.
So what happened, what Ken talked about, it was a perfect storm. All the coal plants were shut down. And part of where we buy our power through the association have bought more into coal plants over the years. And it's had allowed the small cities in Utah to really stay at the same rates, because the rates stayed the same for like 10 years. And when all the coal plants shut down and they couldn't reopen them, we had to go to the open market and buy the power. It wasn't the fact that we didn't have power. That's what happens with brownouts. Is when, like in LA, they go, we don't have enough power coming in. It wasn't that we didn't have enough power coming in. We were having to buy it at 19 to 20 cents a kilowatt, and we're selling to me, I'm a citizen just like you, at 7.5 cents. Yeah. And so we are probably the least amount city that got hit. Several cities got hit north of $1 million.
Yeah.
And so the problem was, and now that's been shifted back. UAMPS, our association that we work with, has they've done some other things. They've worked through that, but this all it allows us to do is stay even. And if we have that spike, we don't just turn around and say we're going to pass on 10 cents.
Okay.
We're going to do a 6-month rolling average. So not only does it go up very slowly, it comes back down. Instead of us saying, some cities just said we're going to charge you 5 cents more a kilowatt, and never came back down. So this mechanism allows us to bring it back down and stay with inflation and everything else, so we don't lose the money.
Okay, that's good.
But I think that's probably the biggest question about the brownouts. It wasn't a power issue. We didn't have power. It was the cost.
Yes. Okay.
Because where we had the contracts were shut down.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
Thanks.
What we could do is
this would be good. Yes. Any other comments on either subject? If not, the actual adoption will be in the regular meeting, right? So if there are no other public comments on those two items, we'll shift to our next public hearing.
So we need to adjourn this.
Oh, okay. So we're going to adjourn this public hearing.
Can you motion?
No, we'll take a motion.
I would motion we adjourn this public meeting.
Okay.
For power costs and budget.
Okay, we have a motion by Marty, and we have a second to that.
Second
by Ken. All in favor, we'll go to the vote.
Straight, yes. Marty McCain, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hopkins, yes.
Okay, thanks. So that initial public.